Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 370 of our classic podcast. This one's suggested by BSP Joe Loveland. And this is Steve Bozell from May of 2002, when Steve was trying to get through airport security, not too many months past 9/11, wearing his jangling spurs. And he didn't anticipate that he would be, you know, frisked. And in the process of being frisked, a hands-on frisk, well, he got an involuntary erection. You can imagine what kind of a, you know, firestorm that created with Steve Bozell. As we listen to Steve now from May of 2002 of our classic podcast.
At LAX over the last couple of weeks, you know, there have been so many, and LAX is Los Angeles International Airport, forgive me. Some people may not be familiar that that's what it's called, but anyway, we've had a series of shutdowns, security breaches, so-called. We tried to talk to a couple of people who may have left bags around. It's funny how people don't want to admit to that sort of thing, but people will talk about the problems they encounter at the security gates or security checkpoints. What do you call those anyway? The security checkpoints, yeah. Mr. Bozell, are you there, sir? Okay, I'm sorry. Stephen Bozell lives in Corona, California. You had a problem at one of the gates two Friday nights ago at Los Angeles International. All right. Now, the problem we're talking about here is people, I guess, at the gate saw you wearing some spurs. Tell me what the situation was.
Well, I'm a member of a Western Wear group, that we're Western Wear enthusiasts called the Wildtail Hickoks. We get together once a year and around the country. We have Western Wear, what we call the Western Wear Showdown. These are just people who are enthusiasts.
So you wear Western style clothing?
That is correct, yes. And,
okay, so you wear spurs with these?
Yes, I do. That's the one thing that I'm identified with. I have over 6,000 different sets of spurs. Some are antique spurs. I have a pair that belong to Tom Mix, the old Hollywood actor. I have a pair that belong to one of the Earp brothers, Morgan Earp. So I'm known for my spurs. So we were going to the Western Wear Showdown in Denver, Colorado, which was taking place 2 weeks ago in Denver, Colorado, at McNichols Arena. And I'm going through security at LAX on the way to my plane. And I told the people at security, and I told them again, I said, I wear spurs. They're going to set off the metal detector. Please, I'd rather not have to take them off. And besides, there are probably over 100 people that were standing in line behind me. So I told them, we got 100 people in line at the security gate.
Right.
That I didn't want to have to take these spurs off. So I said, I'm going to keep them on, and that will set off the metal detector. Please understand that that's what's going to set off the metal detector. And then so I went through.
And that set off the metal detector?
Yes, sir, of course it would. I mean, they're metal spurs. So they started to do the wand, which I thought they would run the wand on me, and then they started to do a pat-down, which my understanding is they're only supposed to do a light pat-down with the wand, but this guy started patting me down with his hands.
And you were not expecting that?
No, I was not expecting that. I told them that I was wearing spurs. There was metal in my boots, and they're going to do a pat-down on me anyway. All right, I understand that. That's fine. But he's doing a hand pat-down, and he starts going down my leg, and I felt that I was in some discomfort because he's now touching me, and I did not want him to do that, but now he is, and I did have an involuntary response.
All right, by involuntary response, you're saying you had a what?
I get an erection.
Okay. This man was patting you down.
That is correct. And I'm not gay or anything.
No, nobody's questioning that, sir, but you had an involuntary response.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then what?
Oh, I'm wearing the... So I had this involuntary reaction that I did not know anybody could see, but I was wearing $2,000 lambskin dress riders, which is part of the Western Wear, and when I turned to the side, I heard someone, one of the security people said, and I wrote this down because my attorney had asked me to, the phrase is, my God, you look like you're in the Village People. And that's when I began to take down the names of every person on that security team.
All right, so in taking down the names of everybody on the security team, and 100 people were waiting to get through the security gate, you caused quite a traffic jam there, didn't you, on a Friday night at 9 o'clock at LA International?
Well, I might have caused a traffic jam.
Now, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying that's what happened.
Well, but what happened was the direct result. First of all, I was not aware that they do a pat-down with their hands. Second of all, I am not gay, okay, but I did have a reaction to the man patting me down, okay, and that...
All right, well, nobody's... But apparently it was evident through these lambskin dress riders you were wearing?
That is correct, because lambskin is a very supple material, and it shows through a lot. So I became embarrassed. They were making fun of my spurs, too, and the fact that through no fault of my own, after this guy patted me down, I had an involuntary plumping of a part of my body, okay? It was just a slight plump.
But, Mr. Bozell, to sue LAX and the Barnes Security Company...
Well, my attorney tells me that to consciously and intentionally make me ashamed of my Western wear is a form of mental abuse, and also to make me be ashamed of wearing spurs is intentional infliction of gay anxiety when they said that I was one of the village people. Now, what happened was I had become aroused after this fellow patted me down, so I panicked.
And you started to run, right?
I started to run for the men's room, yes, sir.
And a National Guard guy grabbed you.
Yes, sir.
And then what happened?
Well, I guess he thought I was making a run for it. But if you've ever been in combat, maybe you know that when a guy in a camouflage outfit grabs you, you lose your mud.
So you soiled yourself.
Yes, sir. I will tell you that Los Angeles International Airport, California National Guard, and the Barnes Security Company, because I got all their names.
And in the process, 100 people are standing at this gate.
But I got their names, and I do believe that I'm entitled to legal recourse.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You know, we're going through security checkpoints, Mr. Bozell, if I could just have a moment.
Yes, sir.
We're going through security checkpoints. They're difficult enough to negotiate these days. You wearing spurs going through these things.
I told him it would trigger the metal detector.
Well, your spurs triggered the metal detector and caused them to have to pat you down, and then you had an involuntary erection, and somebody said you looked like you were in the Village People. So now you're suing them for what?
I don't think they have any right whatsoever to make fun of my Western wear. I have 4 years running. Won the Western Regional on the Western Wear Showdown. I am very proud of the clothing that I wear and the culture that we're a part of. Now, those people in the security line had no right to yell at me and say that I look like I'm in the Village People, okay? Because that's a direct attack on calling me gay.
Well, there's a lot going on here, and I'm not going to call you gay either because I realize that that's a problem for you, but...
It'd be a problem for any man.
I understand that. But this guy patted you down, you had an erection, you got embarrassed, you started to run, a National Guard guy grabbed you, and then I guess you lost control of your bowels. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. And all the way back to the car, because I could not catch that plane, I had to catch a plane out the next morning because I had soiled the lambskin dress riders. My wife was laughing. I'm walking back, I smell like an outhouse. And my wife, who I love and supported for 15 years, she decided to go on to Denver alone.
So your wife went on to the Western Wear Showdown.
Right, and as far as I know, and I know Roy Hutchins is there, 5 will get you 10, he's got her rear end up in the air. So all of this comes down to the fact that they made fun of me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number as we talk to Stephen Bozell. As far as I can tell, he held up people at a security checkpoint for over a half an hour, over 100 people, because he was getting the names of everybody on that security detail because they laughed at his spurs and his lambskin jeans. And he held up a bunch of people. Now, I don't know if you've ever flown out of a busy airport on a Friday night, but it's a nightmare to begin with. And the new security checkpoints, this guy's going to sue the airport and he's going to sue the security team. Too bad if people were waiting in line. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
Oh. 949-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I want to ask Mr. Bozell a question. Sir, you held up over 100 people at a security checkpoint at an international airport because the security people laughed at your spurs and your lambskin Western wear.
I'm on my way to the Western Wear Showdown in Denver, Colorado. I have to wear my Western wear because when you get off the plane, they greet you, and your first impression is important, so I need to wear my spurs.
Yeah, but they set off the metal detector, and the metal detector then made the guy frisk you, and you got an involuntary physical reaction. Next thing you know, you're taking down everybody's name. Didn't you think for a moment about the 100-plus people standing in line at that security checkpoint?
Mr. Henry, I'm sorry that some of those people might have missed their plane. But in other words, I'm supposed to let somebody infer that I'm some kind of a gay boy in my spurs and make fun of my lambskin riders, which are $2,000 pair of pants. I'm supposed to let that happen. Is that right?
Yeah, if it means people are going to be missing their plane.
My wife went on to Denver without me. I missed my plane.
You missed the plane because you soiled yourself after a National Guard guy tackled you.
It doesn't make any difference. I missed my plane. My wife went to Denver. As far as I know, she's in bed with...
All right, hold on. 1-800...
In bed with another man. And
all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Sue Ellen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I was just wanting to make a comment about the survivors, and I understand how important it is because first impressions mean a whole lot.
Are you into Western wear at all, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I know exactly how you feel as far as making that first impression because first impressions are lasting. However, because of the security checkpoints being so cautious at this time, you know, I just feel that it probably would have been beneficial if the spurs would have been in your suitcase, and then you could have put them on once you arrived.
Well, the thing of it is these spurs jangle. They are the special jangling kind of spurs that I wear, and people like it. My wife likes it. She thinks it's very attractive.
Right.
So I'm wearing them through, and I see, okay, these are spurs. They're going to set off the metal detector, and then the man frisked me. First of all, I'd like to ask the host, or maybe you, ma'am, if you know, I don't know. Are they allowed to frisk you by putting their hands on the inner part of your thigh? Or
I wouldn't know the answer to that.
I don't know that.
I'm not involved in regulation.
He had his hands right up close, and that's what made me get aroused. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that right there, and then they start making fun of me like I'm in the Village People.
I think the issue here is, number one...
Western wear people have been made fun of, and they call us homosexual for years. And I think it's wrong.
Right, I agree with you.
All of the men in Western wear competitions are consistently run down as gay blades, gay bait, all this nonsense.
Okay, well, I'm not aware of that.
Are you married, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, is your husband involved in the Western wear regalia?
No.
Okay, that's a good thing because he doesn't have to put up with people saying, hey, gay bait, gay blade, and all of that nonsense. See, man, it's easy for you because people can't see if you have something involuntary when a security man touches you. See what I'm saying?
But the issue here is...
But me, they touch me and all of a sudden something chubs out. What am I supposed to do?
All right, well, let the lady finish the point that she's made.
Thank you very much, Phil.
And please stop with the references to something chubbing out, all right?
Well, whatever, okay. I'm sorry.
The issue here is the spurs were going to set off the metal detector.
Out on a woman, though.
I understand that. Let the lady finish. Go on, man.
The spurs were going to set off the metal detectors. That was the issue. And if you knew that, then I think it would have been, you know, wise to avoid that whole, you know, scenario, and by putting the spurs up in your bag.
Well, how do I put them on then after when I get off the plane?
You can put them in the carry-on. Then when you get in the carry-on, then you take them out, you put them on your boots, and then you walk off the plane.
That would ruin my outfit. I got $2,000 lambskin dress riders.
Right, but look what you're having to go through now. You see what I'm saying?
But you're having to go through. Look at all the people standing behind them.
I'm sorry, I can't worry about them people. They missed the plane. I got a $2,000 lambskin rider. I got spurs used to belong to Morgan Earp. And I'm going to the Western Wear Showdown. I've won the regionals 3 years running.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
And the other one of them made a crack about a pink bandana that I wore around my neck, which is very standard in most of the Western wear associations.
A pink bandana.
That's right.
Well, I just feel for my personal...
Bronco Billy used to wear.
Okay, yes.
My personal experience on an airline, you know, probably about 3 months ago.
Do you go to the Western Wear Showdown, ma'am, or have you ever not been to the Western Wear Showdown?
No, but I have been on an airplane.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the point I'm trying to make here.
You wear spurs?
No, I don't wear spurs, but I'm trying to make a point. If you'd let me finish, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, okay, but a lot of the women wear a kind of metallic underwear, which is part of the Western wear.
Just let her finish.
Okay.
You have security wand waved on. You think your high beams would turn on? You bet.
But the issue here is you wore the spurs that set off the metal detectors. Okay.
Right.
Had you and now you're in this kind of predicament that you're in. Okay. Had you put them in your bag, then you wouldn't have been even in this mess. You know.
Well, But he didn't need to put his hands on me. He could have run the wand over me. How come he's giving me the pat down?
But my problem is number one is you didn't think ahead. Okay, because you know if you already know these references.
Well, no, I did think ahead. I said you put the spurs on. They're gonna sit up. Well, what's he doing, patting me down?
So your problem is he didn't put the wand on you. He patted you down.
Right.
And you had an involuntary chubby, as you say it.
Yes, sir.
And you're not gay,
Mr. Henry. I advise you, unless you want a lawsuit, then.
All right. Okay. Fine. I'm not calling you that. I've been. You know, I hate to admit this, but
that's part of the issue at all here. You know, I don't, I mean...
Well, that's what the security people called me. They said that I was some kind of village people because I got an involuntary chubster on account of this guy gave me the... I'm so traumatized by this now, every time I see a security person, I'm liable to lose my mind.
But I think all this could have been avoided.
If you put the spurs in the carry-on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, Sue Ellen.
I really appreciate your time.
You ever wear that chainmail underwear?
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
If I heard one more comment about my boots with the 5-inch heel, I heard a guy specifically say, get her and with 5-inch heels.
Get her.
Yeah.
And with 5-inch heels.
That's right. Now, anybody who has ever been in Western wear competition, anyone who has ever performed country music, understands that you often hear muttered under the breath, look at that sissy, look at the gay blade, look at the gay bait going by. It's the nature of the kind of clothing we wear. We're very proud in the Western wear competitions and people who are into the country Western culture. We're very proud of the kinds of hats and vests and pants that we wear. And yes, we do troll quite a few homosexuals, but that is not the intent. Now,
well, lambskin pants that you say are...
They're very supple.
Very supple. I mean, they probably...
Don't go there.
All right. I'm not going to go there. And then you also wear spurs. Don't you wear those to ride a horse or something?
Well, you can, but they're also very sexy. Now, I paid good money for ostrich feathers on my hat. I also have, as I mentioned, a pink bandana that Gene Autry had worn in one of his movies.
All right, so now you're wearing a hat with ostrich feathers, a pink bandana, spurs, and lambskin riders. And you are... And you're upset that somebody asked if you were in the village people?
All right, so now you think I'm queer as a $3 bill, is that it?
No, sir, I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you're intimating.
No, I didn't say that. I said you got a hat with ostrich feathers, and you...
I just think people in lineups at airports should be a little kinder to people like me. Because you put on a pair of sunglasses, or you can put on a pair of star-shaped sunglasses, which are the kinds that I have. And I go to the Western Wear Showdown.
All right, let me get this straight. You got a hat with ostrich feathers, a pink bandana around your neck, sunglasses that are star-shaped, supple lambskin dress riders, and boots with spurs on them, and you're surprised and shocked when someone asks if you're in the village people.
So you are calling me queer.
No, I'm not.
Well, sir, I'll tell you right now, you must be calling me something.
Well, it sounds a little weird. Doesn't sound like... What do you mean you're in a group called the Wild Bill Hickox, a hat with ostrich feathers?
And you ask anybody in Western wear, anyone who wears Western wear, anyone who's involved in the country music culture... God damn.
Look, and if you're upset, Mr. Bozell...
I don't give a Christ. Give a sweet Jesus.
You can't come on this program and tell me you wear a pink bandana with supple lambskin dress riders and boots with spurs and then get upset and shocked when someone asks if you're in the Village People. No, okay, you're not the Village People. You're a rodeo rider, yeah.